Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? It is spring, or very close to spring. So happy about that. So I have some announcements that I am very excited to make. Tomorrow, we will be experimenting our first TV show, Psychic Medium Tony G., by using this venue. So I set up a show for tomorrow, and when you call in, the cameras at WSCS will be rolling, and it will be part of that show also. So very exciting, very big stuff. Also working on some new books. One of them is almost done, and excuse me, I'm so excited to get it out because it is intriguing. That's the word I'll use. Very intriguing. Hopefully within the next 2 months, it will be published out and available for you. Yeah, so those are my two really big exciting announcements. If you get through today or if you do not get through today, make sure you call in tomorrow. The show tomorrow, I think, starts at 1:30 or 2, maybe 2. And I'm just asking that if you do listen in or call in tomorrow, that you just be patient with us. It's a new venture, and there might be some technical difficulties, but we are going to do our absolute best to make sure everything goes perfectly. Now, as usual, there are quite a few callers in today, and I am going to do everything I can to get to as many people as possible. So please have your question ready or your connection. Have a direct question for me, and I will give you whatever information that you, whatever information comes through me. And if you want to make a connection, just have the person's name and their relationship to you. So here we go. The first caller is 610. Hello, 610. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call, Tony.
Of course. How can I help you?
Yeah, I had a question about a relationship.
Okay.
I'm presently in a relationship with a female, and I've been together for quite some time now. About going close to about 3.5 years. And I just wanted to see what you're picking up with this person towards me as far as the relationship goes.
Okay, so that's kind of vague because there's a lot there. So are you wanting to know, and I'm always careful when it comes to relationships, because there are so many dynamics and so many moving pieces to a relationship. I just want to make sure I'm giving you the information you're asking for. So are you wanting to know how she feels about you? Does she want to stay in the relationship? Let's get really exact about this. What do you really want to know? Stop dancing around.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, that's kind of I mean, sort of, yeah, I want to see how you see this relationship progressing. Is more her towards me than me towards her?
Okay. I'm not sure I understand the last thing you said. Her,
yeah, just,
more her towards me. Like,
yeah,
okay, just up.
Yeah, like basically,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for not clarifying. I just wanted to see.
Yeah, please be very, very clear, because the information that comes out is based on what you're asking as much as what they're, and this is like very confusing right now for me.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to see like what you're picking up as far as her. Let me just try to explain it very simple. Her, I guess, how, I don't even know how to explain. Okay, how do you see things progressing, but in a
okay,
relationship?
Okay, let me just say this. Let's just, because you're just going to repeat the same thing again, and I'm just going to say this. She's, you know, the two of you have been together for 3.5 years, you're saying, you
yes.
know what's going on. Your intuition is spot on. You need to listen to your intuition. And don't worry about jumping ship. Try fixing the ship. Work within the ship. Fix the ship. Fix the mechanical parts. Start deep down and then work your way out. Don't try to put a patch over a hole. Okay? Just try to work on the root fundamental things that are going on with this situation. Does that make sense to you?
Sort of, yeah.
Okay, well, I think if you think about it for a little bit, it will make more sense to you. So it's my experience that if somebody's been with somebody for 3.5 years, and this is not a psychic thing, this is just a in general thing. If you've been with someone for 3.5 years and you're questioning how you feel about they feel about you, there are some issues there. Those are the issues that need to be worked on. Work on repairing that. Either you have severe insecurity and because you can't tell how she feels about you, or she has pulled back. And in either case, you need to work on the core issues of the relationship. Don't put a Band-Aid on it and try to make it look all pretty for a minute. Work on the core issues of this situation. I am going to tell you, unless you work on the core issues of this relationship, things are going to slowly go in the same direction they've been going. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Thank you so very much for calling in today. I'm going to go directly to the next caller. And again, listen, I love my callers. I love everybody who calls in. There's a reason you're calling in. Just be direct. Be straightforward. Ask me your question so that I can get to the next person. I want to take my time with you, whoever I'm on the line with. But I don't want to have to fish through all the energy to try to figure out the real answer that you want, because that could be one more person who gets an answer today. So if you know what you really want to ask, just go ahead and ask it. And I'm going to go to 678 next. Hello, 678. How are you today?
Hello. My name is Sonia. And my question is, I'm currently in a relationship, been dating someone for a year now, and I want to know if he cheated on me and if I should continue this relationship.
Oh, you know what? I want to start my show all over again today. I just want to start all over again. Okay, so here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say about cheating. I don't always get honest, accurate answers about cheating, because sometimes when people cheat, they can keep things very, very hidden. I am going to tell you that, and you know what, that's just not the energy I like to be in. I like to be in a higher vibratory energy with questions that, you know, that is a very important thing. And this is what the angels are telling me for you today. there are much bigger issues in this relationship than whether he dipped his dinky in somebody else or not. There are a lot of really big issues in this relationship that you have been in denial about, that you've been just accepting and putting up with rather than facing them head on, or you're too, and okay, so there's all this information flooding in, and this is for you, and this is what I tell women who are afraid they're with a man that might be cheating or has cheated. First of all, you deserve better than a man who makes you feel that way. First and foremost, any man that does not make you feel secure and loved and like you're the only one in a relationship, and we know when our man is stepping out. There's no two ways about it. We know. We don't have to ask somebody else and get that confirmation. We know it. We feel it in our core. We just don't want to believe it. However, by the time it gets to the point where somebody is cheating in the relationship, there are so many other issues going on. We're just, and hear me good right now, sweet girl, we're looking for a reason to jump. So if you are thinking he's cheating, and, you know, you are probably right, I just want to say you are probably right. You probably are not wrong about that. I'm going to tell you there were many issues leading up to this that you have been ignoring and stuff you have been putting up with that you should have never allowed to put up with. You should have had more this isn't okay moments in this relationship. Does this make sense to you so far?
Somewhat.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, and I really hope you understand this. Trust your gut. And don't let anybody tell you your gut is wrong. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks. I have to put a bigger disclosure before I start taking calls. Listen, I know being cheated on and having problems in a relationship is a very huge thing. Our relationships mean everything to us, and when we don't feel stable in them, it can be daunting. It's exhausting, and emotionally it can take us under. Here's the thing: when people come into my office, they schedule an appointment, or even on the phone when they ask, is my partner cheating on me? If I answer yes, they want every single detail of the cheating to fall. What's her name? How many times? I don't go down that road. I don't want to see that. Plus, I don't want your man showing up at my door yelling at me because I busted him out. So please, for the rest of the show, can we kind of get back in that vibration, that higher vibration, and let's see what the next caller has. 470, here we go. Hello, 470, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know, me and my boyfriend was planning on a trip to the casino probably tomorrow, and I just wanted to know if you see...
Don't go. I'm sorry. I just keep hearing, don't go, don't go, don't go. The timing isn't right. Don't go. Before you
right.
even answer, I'm like, do not go. This is not going to be a good trip. There are going to be a lot of problems. I feel like there will be some chaos involved. I feel like there's going to be like drama. I feel like there might... You know, people go to the casino, they want to win. I feel like this is not your lucky night. People, remember, mm-hmm. this week is a full moon. If you are not a moon baby, you want to plan accordingly. Remember, it's not only you out there on a full moon. When you hit a casino the day before or the week of a full moon, you are dealing with everything the full moon brings. So, I don't know a lot about astrology, but I do know that much. I'm going to tell you this is not the time to go. If you wait even just a week, but 2 weeks would be better. That two-week time frame would be a much better time for the two of you to go. It'll be much more peaceful. It'll be more rejuvenating. I don't feel like you're going to win big, but you might at least break even or have a little extra left over. I'm going to tell you, this trip, stay in, do something cozy, do something fun, binge watch something. This isn't the right time for the casino. 2 weeks. 2 weeks is the right time for the casino. This is not. And when you go, they're saying be practical. Be practical. So if you go in 2 weeks, be very practical. I feel like if you make this trip, I cannot stress this enough. They want me to say it like 100 million times. Chaos, drama, loss. Okay.
Okay.
Does
all
that
right.
does
Thank
that
you
help
so much.
You? You are
yes,
so
ma'am.
Welcome. You are so welcome, and thank you for your question. I hope you have an amazing week. Hey, if you have Netflix, get some Netflix movies and just, like, make it a good stay-in, you know? I think that sometimes that can be light some candles, make some pasta, have a bottle of wine if you drink wine, and just hang out and do that. This weekend for quite a few people is going to chaos and a lot of drama going on. Okay, sweetie? And it actually started this past weekend. I'm going to tell you there is a lot being uncovered this month for everyone. If you're doing dirty, if you're not in the right place, if things aren't where they're supposed to be, it's all getting uncovered this month. But it's not being uncovered to punish you. It's being uncovered so you can make a solid, good, healthy decision to move forward in your life in the direction you're supposed to be going in. Now, that part of this is not meant for you, love, but the part for you is there's going to be a lot of drama going on out there. There's going to be a lot of chaos. Pull back. Stay in. Enjoy that. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank
I hope
you,
you
so
have.
Much.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. I am going to go directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 239. Hello, 239. How are you today?
Hi. Hi, Tony. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah,
I have a question. It's about relationships, and my question to you is, do you see me or in a long-term relationship, or do you see a long-term relationship coming in to my life soon or in a short period of time? And if so, do you have any other information regarding
Okay, thank you. So the first thing I hear is May, June, which is not that far off. I feel like you're going to meet somebody in May, June, that May, June time. And I feel like this person is intellectual. So this person is very intellectual and vibrant. Now, you need to be out and about a bit in order to meet this person. This is not an online thing. This is a coincidence.
Okay.
What a coincidence. And you know, I'm going to tell you, the feeling I get, I want to say this correctly. I'm not going to be able to put this in words. but I'm going to come as close as I can. The feeling I'm getting is you might already know this person, but maybe not, have not seen this person in a very long time, or it's somebody who is reintroduced, or somebody you, I feel like you're, I just feel like this might be somebody that you have not seen in a like a very, very long time, or you met once before.
Maybe a reconnection with someone that I did see at one time.
Yeah, it's not a full-on reconnection. Like you dated this person once before, and now you were friends with them once before. I feel like it's somebody you kind of know or have met, and you run into each other again. So I hope this makes sense for you. Now, let's just take that off the table for a moment and say, no matter what, that May June time is going to bring you a lot of brand new connections also. So I want to say to you, and I want you to hear it very, very, very clearly, that whatever it is you do during that mm-hmm. whole month of May and June, especially the 2nd, June 2nd, they're showing me very clearly, if you're invited to events, whether they be anything from a wedding to a baptism to a workshop, if you can say yes, say yes. This is like there's a golden star shining on you to meet new people, not only new prospective mates, but new friends, and even new friends that are of the same sex and the opposite sex. It's just really a very good, like people would call this a networking opportunity. I just feel like this is going to be such a powerful time for you to be able to open up and to be able to meet new people. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And you're saying early June, probably early June, more so than May. Is that what you said?
I hear May, June, and then I see the 2nd. So be open to all of those times. Okay?
Okay. It sounds good. Well,
thank you. And also, when you, I feel like you have the potential to meet two or three people. So when you do, like kind of really look at who they are and how that fits with you instead of trying to figure out how you fit with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Have an amazing rest of the week.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I am going to go directly to the next caller, who is 631. Hello, 631. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing today, Tony?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How can I help you?
I was wondering if you see any funding coming my way for a nonprofit that I run, or more people getting involved in helping us.
You know, I do. I feel this is the first word I hear is grassroots. So you're going to have to do the legwork. You're going to have to get out. I hear grassroots. I hear local. So with those two words, we can understand that these are probably people that we meet with one-on-one that are already familiar with the organization or wanting to be more familiar with the organization. I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a slow and grow. It's going to go slow, and then all of a sudden, it's just going to grow into something more. The funding that's coming in now, it feels like it's trickling. I'm getting the word trickling, but it just keep all of your intentions appropriate and clear. I feel like Okay, so they're showing me all these different months on the calendar, but they're not telling me, like, they're not being as clear as they could be about the month. So I feel like there's going to be some good news in June and July, and then in August something bigger starts to happen with this. Does that make sense to you? And I feel like if you stick this out, if this keeps going and you do your due diligence and you really get that grassroots sort of thing going, in a year from now, this should be pretty stable, okay? But you're going to have to do a lot of legwork for it, okay? Or the organization, not specifically you, but the organization is going to have to put a lot of legwork into it, okay? Reach out to, one thing I am getting for you is to reach out to people who know people. So oftentimes, you know, what we do, sometimes we can try to reach out to somebody, but then in all honesty, if they're familiar with somebody and that person reaches out to them and says, hey, I know about this nonprofit, it's really amazing. And then coming from somebody, so you know people who know people, and they're saying, use them, not in the way of using them, but have them reach out to their people. That's going to be that's the grassroots part of it. That's the grassroots part of it. And you know what? Sit down with people who know people. Have a little lunch with them, or a little cup of coffee with them, and say to them, listen, this is my vision. Do you know anybody who can help with this vision? And then let that be where it goes from there. I feel like if you do that, you're going to have a profound amount of luck. Okay, just a profound amount of luck. And you're gonna. They're saying you will reap the rewards. Sometimes we want to have complete and total control over something where we are micromanaging where the money's coming from, what's being said to people, how it's being said. But sometimes you just got to give that passion to somebody else and let them give that passion to the people they know, okay?
Okay, that sounds very good. All right, thank you very much, Tony. I appreciate your time.
Oh, yes, you're so welcome, and have an amazing day, okay?
You too, thank you.
Thank you. So I am going to right away go to 647. Hello, 647. How are you?
Hi, Tony. This is Paul from Toronto.
Hi, Paul. I have like 2 minutes, so what's your quick question today?
Okay. What caused the profound relaxed and receptive state and a profound exuberant emanation to infinite universes on December 23rd, 2018? I was emanating like Chris.
I'm sorry, can you please repeat that?
What caused the profound relaxed state on December 23rd, 2018? I was exuberating and sending an emanation of exuberance to infinite universes. I was doing it in a very intense way on December 23rd, 2018. What caused that? Was it a supplement? Was it upgrades and I received?
No.
Was it Tom Kenny?
No. No, it was you being willing. Okay, it was all you. It was you being willing to be in that space. You know, don't think these things are happening because of external things. This is all within us. And you just allowed yourself to go to that space where you could relax your body enough to let your spirit take over. Like you no longer felt like it was about the body and the body was constricting, and you allowed the spirit to take over and go. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. That's what I thought it was.
I only have 30 seconds left, and I need to tell you, it's so imperative that you understand you can do this again and again and again. Just forget about your body, go into your spirit, and let your spirit, okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. I want to thank everybody who called in today, and I want to let you know tomorrow at 2, we will be doing another show.